This is your advanced class. Merry Christmas, everybody. Well, that was nice, wasn't it?
Well, that gives us a good start on Christmas Day, didn't it?
Absolutely.
And, you know, a lot of people now will be in their homes with their friends and their relatives, and some people still have to work. But remember, it's a glorious, wonderful day because it's Jesus' birthday, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
But, you know, it was hard for Mary to know where Jesus was going to be born. What happened when they got over there to Bethlehem? We talked about it on Saturday.
Right. Remember, there was a census, so they had to go to the home of their forefathers. So they went to Bethlehem, and when they got there, I'm sure they were exhausted. It was an arduous trip, and there was no place to stay. They couldn't find lodging.
That's true. They went to all these different places and knocked on the door, and they said, "It's already full. There's no room." But then they finally went to some place where somebody said, "Well, I don't have any room, but there is a place you can stay. It may not be very good." Should we read about that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let's look at our lesson on page 38 and see what happened. We're going to just take that little paragraph to find out what Joseph was trying to find a place for Mary. Where did he find? Let's read it.
The only shelter Joseph could find for her was in a stable, probably attached to an inn overflowing with guests. There, in the presence of the animals, sweaty from the long journey and breathing the odors of the barn, Joseph made a place in the straw for Mary to bring the Son of God into their world.
So the only place that they could find shelter was in a stable. And I think of a stable as a very small barn where animals are kept. Some people say that perhaps it was more like a cave where people in those days kept their animals. But we know it probably didn't smell very well. It does,
There's animals in there,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, all the animals. And you know what?
But they didn't care. They had a place to sleep.
They had a place to sleep. You know what? One time I slept in a barn, and it was noisy, and it was uncomfortable.
I've slept in barns before.
Have you? Yeah. So it's
but
not
you
an
sleep
ideal
on the
place.
Hay. It's kind of fun when you're younger, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
But not when you're going to have a baby.
Not
that's
when
different.
You're going right. to have a baby.
Yeah, certainly. I'm trying to imagine Joseph and Mary's reaction to having found the stable. I'm sure on part of their hearts they felt relief. Okay, we have shelter. This is good. All right. Okay. But at the same time, we're in a barn. We're next to the animals. Is this okay?
Well, and there's straw and things like that. Actually, sleeping on the hay is not so bad. It's very soft. I don't mind that part of it. But just imagine having a baby there. That's something
else. It might
else.
Be soft and a little bit itchy. Right. I don't know. But imagine the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, being born in such a humble situation.
Where are kings usually born?
Right. Certainly they are born into kind of the palace and living amongst the, you know, the king's family and royalty and having servants. Right.
So Jesus was born there. But, you know, that means that it's a humble place for everybody, and all the common people could talk to him. If he's born in the palace of a king, nobody could see him very well.
Right.
Yeah. Isn't that true?
I like that sentence there, in the presence of the animals.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the animals were there.
Right.
Wow.
But anyway, that's where he was born. And at that time, then something really happened to the shepherds, because there were shepherds out on the hills that night, and they found out about this. Now, how did the shepherds find out? So let's read the next section.
The shepherds. Meanwhile, out in the hills surrounding Bethlehem, shepherds were watching their flocks of sheep. They were probably sitting around small campfires, telling stories or sharing their concerns about their families. Suddenly, without any warning, an angel appeared to them, and through the darkness of the night, a great light beamed down on them. Of course, the shepherds were afraid, but the angel told them not to be. Then he said, "I am here with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all the people." The angel told the shepherds that Jesus, the Savior of the world, had been born in Bethlehem that very day, and they could find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. When the angel finished his message, a great choir of angels filled the air with the first Christmas carol. "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
While shepherds watch their flocks by night, all seated on the ground. The angel of the Lord came down, and glory shone around, and glory shone around.
So that was very clear about the message, and thank you, Rex, for singing it for us.
Yeah, right? Rex did a great job singing. So there were shepherds there, and you had said a few days ago that the shepherds were just common people, maybe even looked down upon. It was a very common place to take care of your sheep. They were out there. They had been watching their flocks of sheep, and then suddenly they saw an angel.
Well, you know, Hazel, if you're going to announce something very important, you would probably announce it in the palace in Jerusalem, not out in the hills of Bethlehem. It seemed like a strange place. But, you know, in those days, they didn't have television. They didn't have anything like that. They didn't have radio broadcasts. But can you imagine if in the sky angels came? I mean, they had never seen TV. We're so used to stuff now. We say, oh, well, that's nothing. But, you know, in those days, can you imagine a whole choir of angels being there telling these shepherds? And the shepherds were a little bit afraid. And what did the angels say?
Well, he said, I'm here with good news. And we've been talking about this is the good news, the Christmas story of Jesus being born. And we see that he says, this news is going to bring you great joy to all the people, not just those living in the palace or the government, but this is for everyone, for all people, even for you commoner shepherds.
Wouldn't the shepherds be surprised that angels would tell them about this?
I'm sure. You know, when the angels kept showing up, one of the first things they'd say is, don't be afraid. We've got good news.
Anybody would see an angel would be a little bit afraid.
Right. I think even today,
we're used to TV, right?
And a lot of things, but if you saw an angel,
a real angel,
in the sky, you would be amazed and surprised and afraid. So it's nice that the angels say, don't be afraid. We've got good news. And this news would bring great joy to all people, as we've said. And then they told them that the Savior Jesus had been born. Again, they knew what was in those prophecies. They were waiting for a Savior, but they didn't know it would come in their lifetime. So what amazing news for them. I'm sure they were shocked, but very joyful at the news.
Of course, then the shepherds said, well, where? And they thought, you know, either a big hotel or someplace. But no, he's born in a manger, and they're wrapped in what they call swaddling clothes. They didn't have any very fancy things to wrap the baby in, and lying in a manger. A manger is a place where they would put the hay and all for the donkeys and the horses to eat.
So. Yeah, I think of like a biendang.
Yeah, but it's kind of like a little box, like a manger place where they would feed the animals like that. And so the angel told them where they could find him. But the angel, when they got through, saying, now you're going to find him there. And then a whole lot of angels joined the angels. And what did they say?
They said, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men.
And you know, since this is Christmas Day, we want to have more Christmas carols and Christmas music, because this tells a story so well, and people sing the story. You don't have to just tell it. You can sing it. So we're going to have more music on today. And when the angels said that, they said, angels, we have heard on high, glory to God in the highest. Let's hear that carol right now about the angels.
Singing o'er the plains
and
That was pretty interesting to hear about the angels singing to them, wasn't it?
That's right. There the shepherds were watching their sheep, and suddenly the angels started singing, and it was nice to have that song to remind us.
Right.
Yes.
So let's read more about this.
When the angel choir disappeared, the shepherds hurried into town. They found the stable where Jesus had just been born. While Mary and Joseph watched in wonder, the shepherds worshipped Jesus the Savior. As they left to go back to the fields and their sheep, they told everyone the great news that God had sent his own son to be born in the town of Bethlehem that night.
So right after the angel choir sang, the shepherds decided to go and see this baby and worship him. So they were in the hillside. They hurried off to Bethlehem to look for the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
The angel choir, they all just disappeared all of a sudden, you know. But isn't it good that they said, let's go? They didn't say, what's going on? They just said, well, let's go. The angels told us. They were pretty excited, weren't they?
Absolutely. And as they approached, they saw Mary and Joseph watching in wonder. And I think they probably were also in wonder of the Savior had come.
I don't know if they took their sheep with them, but every time we see pictures of this, there's always these sheep sitting around there, too. They probably took them with them. Who knows?
Well, I think it says in the Bible that they hurried, afterward, they hurried back to their sheep. So maybe they took one or two.
I don't know. We don't have any pictures because they didn't have pictures in those days, you know. But anyway, they did go to worship him, and they worshiped Jesus, and they said, yes, you are the Savior. And then they did go back to their field. So, and they told everybody the great news. God sent his son to be born in the town of Bethlehem that night.
And, you know, I always think of this as, we know Jesus was born in a very humble way, but also in a very open area where anyone could come and worship him.
Right.
And I think that's true today. We don't have to be a VIP to worship Jesus. Mm-hmm. Anyone can come to him and worship him.
Well, and you can do it any place, in any kind of a place. We have big, beautiful churches with glass windows, and that's nice, but you can worship Jesus any place. In your home, wherever you are, you know, you can say, Jesus, we're so thankful that you were born. And wherever you are now, you can say, Jesus, that was great. And I really want to worship you too, just like the shepherds. The angels might not tell you right now because it's written in the Bible, so you know it. But you can worship Jesus too, can't you?
That's right. And then you can hurry and tell your friends.
That's right.
The good news.
And you know, one song that we almost have to have on Christmas, because it's a song that people sing all over the world, of that beautiful, quiet night when Jesus was born. And what song is that that everybody loves?
That's the song Silent Night.
Silent Night. And Heavenly Melody is going to sing Silent Night for us now. And think about what that meant, not just as history, but what it means for us in the future, and that we too should remember that Jesus came as the Son of God, and he wants us to worship him too.
Yeah.
Well, this is a song that everybody sings all the time, and we hope you can have a wonderful Christmas today, too.
That's right. I'm so glad that I could be with you today and wish you a merry, merry Christmas.
Yes, and we just heard about that night, that silent night, and this is the first Christmas ever, and so we just want to say merry Christmas to you.
Well, and besides that, Christmas is not just being quiet and silent, but it's about joy, because Jesus came to bring joy to the world, and so we're going to sing a song that we wrote about Christmas joy in closing, and we hope that you have a joyous Christmas and you know the meaning of Christmas, and that you too will accept the gift that Jesus brought to the whole world, which is a gift of eternal life for everybody who believes in him. That's the best gift you can get, because it lasts forever and ever, isn't it?
It sure is.
Amen.
So have a really good Christmas time and have Christmas joy. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Bright light shining on the street, joy bells ringing, family and friends all around. Now it feels like Christmas. We have presents to buy and cars to ride. We hear music in the air. Now it feels like Christmas. Now I know it's Christmas. The greatest gift of Christmas is the little baby boy who came from heaven and changed the world and gives us Christmas joy. The greatest gift of Christmas is Jesus, God's own Son, who lived and died to give me life and hope for everyone. The greatest gift of Christmas is the little baby boy who came from heaven and changed the world and gives us Christmas joy. Jesus, God's own Son, who lived and died to give you life and hope for everyone.